I want to share with us one thing that drives our men away from home. Most of the time, you see men in beer parlors, you see them keeping late nights. Some of them want to spend more time in their offices so that they can come back very late. By the time they come back, they just sleep. The following morning, they are out again. There must be a reason for this, and I want to share one of the reasons with us today on this podcast. Welcome to Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. Thank you for always listening to my podcast. And if you are new here, you are welcome. I also have a YouTube channel called Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. Do well to search for my YouTube channel and subscribe. And don't forget to share with your families and friends. One of the reasons why our men keep late nights and refuse to come back home on time is because some of us women, we are very dirty. We are very dirty. This house is so clustered with so many things. You see, some of us, our bed is our wardrobe. Half of the bed has been taken over by clothes. Some of us, you can't even have space to walk into our rooms because of different things clustered everywhere. The house is so unkempt. The environment stinks. And the children litter things all over the place. And these things drive men away from home. Sometimes maybe they've talked and there is no response, or they didn't see any improvement. They decide, instead of talking, let peace reign. Let me just stay away. When I come back, I just find somewhere to lay my head. The following morning, I'm off. And sometimes even we women, we don't realize this. We don't even know that it is a dirty environment that is driving our husbands away from home. Irrespective of the fact that there are so many reasons, this is one of them. I know some men just like keeping late nights. They are used to clubbing and all that. I know some men go around womanize and all that. But I want to mention specifically on cleanliness. The Chinese proverb says cleanliness is next to godliness. Even you as a woman, even you, for the children, it is not healthy for people, for our environment to be dirty. We need to make our time to clean our environment regularly. I used to tell my children that house chores is not work. Whatever you find yourself doing consistently, it becomes part of you. I noticed that this generation that we are in is a very lazy generation. Most of the time, they just want to hang around. They don't want to do anything. They just want to wake up, eat, watch television, or they are on their phones, browsing, and they wake up again. They eat. Some of them even leave their place in their rooms. And you see this place, some of the those places can be there for days and will be forming molds, mucus. And at the end of the day, they will not wash those plates. And things are there, and the children's room are dirty, everywhere is unkempt. And you imagine a man coming back from work and coming into this environment. He is not comfortable. He does not, and the house stinks. The stench that goes around. And you know one funny thing? People that are dirty hardly perceive the smell. It's someone that comes from outside that will start perceiving the smell. Some houses you go there, they give you water. You cannot even drink because of the smell you perceive from the environment. Most of those of us that are nursing mothers and we are having babies, we know that those of us that are nursing babies, we have breast milk smells terribly. And because of the smell of breast milk, you need to wash up the baby always. Some of us, the baby will vomit on their clothes. We still wear those clothes for them. Some of them, the babies, they will be, their diapers will be soaked, and we still leave those diapers on those babies. When you go to a social gathering or like a church, nobody wants to carry your baby because the baby is smelling, or the baby has some part of smell. The smell coming out of the baby is not palatable. These are some of small things we need to take care of. Take care of your environment. You might be telling me, I don't have a big house. I don't have enough space to store things. Most of the things that cluster around, you don't really need them. The things that you know that you don't need, please give it out to people. Give it out to people so you can have space. You can have clean environment. You can have fresh air coming in. You have enough illumination in your house. You can, it gives, and most of the time, these things breed disease. They breed sicknesses. Not for only us, even for the children. You have plates unwashed. People leave their plates in the kitchen till the following morning. I can't even imagine how they do it, because if you do that and you go to the kitchen in the night, you will see rats, mice, and cockroaches flooding all over these plates. And the following day, you wash them and eat with them. God will help us. Because some of these diseases and sicknesses come from all these roaches and comes from all these mice, all these rats that litter around the houses. Please, for the health sake of your family, be up and doing. And I'm also talking to the men. If you are a man and you are listening to this podcast, please always help your wife with the house chores. Nobody was born to do house chores. Irrespective of the fact that she's the woman and she's the mother of the house, she needs help when it comes to the issue of house chores. The little you can do, please do for her. If you can wash the dishes, if you can bathe the children, do something that will make the house to be clean. And on weekends, you have time to be able to tidy up your environment, clean cobwebs, open the windows, let fresh air come in. Some people stay in a room from week to week and they hardly open windows. And I ask myself, how do they breathe inside those rooms? And you see some houses, you have only one window. Please look for a net and put on your door so you can open the doors from time to time to receive fresh air. Always make sure you have less furniture. If you have a small apartment, you don't need big furniture. You need something very small and unique that will be able to have space to move around, even for yourself and for the children. You need to have a comfortable environment where visitors can come in, sit down comfortably. Children we are having these days, if you notice, they don't want to do anything. That's why you see me these days. Even me, my cousin's children, my auntie's children, they refuse to come to my house, and I don't really care. Because when these teenagers come around, all they do is to eat and drink and litter the place, and they just want to touch anything. Some of them don't want to do dishes for you. And so I have put laws. If you are in my house and I'm in the kitchen, you are going to be in the kitchen with me. If I'm in the sitting room, you are in the sitting room. So you have to help your children too. To tell, if you have to share the house chores, then share the house chores. I have adult children, and I know what the children of the generation, what they look like. They just want to enjoy. So if I'm leaving my house in the morning, I have sticky notes. I take my sticky notes, I write the name of the person on the note, and the chores the person is going to do for me before I return. I give everybody one sticky note before I leave. So you can't tell me, mommy, I didn't do dishes because so-and-so person was meant to do it. So you know your job, your part of the job. You do it. Okay, house chores, I tell them, it is only when you are dead you don't do house chores. For the mere fact that you are still alive and you are still breathing, you will do house chores, because you will eat, you will sleep on bed sheets, you will live inside the room with the house curtains, you will live inside the house, and you need to sweep the house. So even if you decide not to sweep 1 week, 2 weeks, they will get to a point, the stench in the house and the smell will drive you out. So dead people are the only people that don't do house chores. As far as you are alive, you will do house chores. So even if you run away from home and you go to your friend's house to go and stay for a week because you don't want to help me to do house chores, no problem. By the time you get to that your friend's house and you are there for 2 days and you refuse to help them to sweep, you have overstayed your welcome. They'll start giving you attitudes. And that's the reason why I tell people house chores is not work. It's part of your life. It's part of your life. So you have to wake up in the morning and bathe yourself. You have to brush your teeth. These are part of the chores. You have to know how to wash dishes and put things in place. These are part of the chores. Somebody came to my house and saw me after cooking. I was cleaning my gas cooker. And a young lady was asking me, mommy, do you clean your gas cooker every day? I said, yes, I do clean my gas cooker every day. He said, I clean mine during weekends. So, and I asked her, so if you are cooking and things pour on the gas cooker, how do you do? Say, I leave it till weekend. Wow. You leave it till weekend knowing fully well that mice and ants and cockroaches come and breathe on it all week, and you leave it till weekend. Why should I leave it till weekend? And I want to also give us a tip. If you are a woman and you are cooking in the kitchen, as you are cooking, please be doing your dishes immediately. I always have ready soap and water in my sink. Whenever I'm cooking, I'm always cleaning. But by the time I finish cooking, you will not see a single plate that is unwashed. Because as I cook, I wash. As I cook, anyone I remove anything, I wash it immediately and I drop it. So please, I beg us. These are some of the reasons why our children are falling sick regularly. These are some of the reasons why our husbands are avoiding to come home on time. They prefer to stay out because of the condition of the house, because there is no space. I had somebody that was bereaved some time ago, and I had to go and spend some days with that person. And when I got to the lady's house, the bedroom where we were supposed to sleep on the same bed in her bedroom, half of the bed we have filled up with clothes. I did not sleep. I couldn't sleep. So please, even our toilets, we need to wash them at least twice a week. At least. You can wash it more than that, but at least twice a week. You need to wash your toilet at least twice a week. Whenever I'm bathing, I wash my toilet. I don't wait for anybody. Even if I have somebody that comes to clean for me, but if I'm going to bathe, I wash my toilet by myself. Very, very important. And teach your children to do same. And some people, they only bathe in the morning when they go out, and when they come back in the night, they don't bathe. They go to bed like that. Please, I beg us. These are some of the breeding spaces of bacteria, viruses, and all the rest. Please, it is not only we shouldn't look beautiful on the outside, and on the inside we are stinking. Some of us, when people come near us, they start covering their nose. They don't want to come because of the stench and the smell they get when they come close to us. Please, let us keep our environment clean. Let us be clean at all times. Make sure our children are clean. Teach them how to clean up. Teach them how to brush, teach them how to bathe. When a child is 5 years old, that child is old enough for you to start teaching that child how to bathe herself and how to clean up, how to brush her teeth. Learn to do these things. Sing along with them. Sing with them while you are teaching them all these things. Make it fun. Let them do it with fun. As you are singing and you are teaching them how to brush their teeth, they will do it along with you. I'm talking to mothers, young mothers that have toddlers, and those of us that have adult children, always take time to teach them, make them do the house chores, and always take time to counsel them, talk to them about these things. It is very, very important. I said I should just tell us about this because I know most men run away from home because of this particular issue. I know of a man that came to me one time and begged me that I should please tell my wife to always wash her undies, to always wash her panties. I didn't even know how to confront the woman. After the man left, I was praying, saying, how will I confront this woman to tell her this? You know, for a man to come to you and to tell you, to confide in you, he said he has talked, he's tired of talking. Some people, this, they'll tell you they don't wear pants. It's not because they don't want to wear pants, because they don't want to wash pants. Even you see girls that are in the universities these days, they'll buy disposable pants because they just don't want to wash their undies. These are some of the lifestyles that we are living these days, and it's not good for us. If you can't take care of yourself alone, how can you take care of a baby or a husband or a home or a family? We need to teach these things so that when they get to their husband's house, they can be able to do these things on their own. I know a particular tribe in Nigeria that takes young ladies to fattening room to teach them how to take care of family, their husband, and their children. This is a very important role and task for every woman. Those of us that have ladies and young adults as women, please, please, and please, don't just leave them and assume they know. Teach them, tell them, counsel them, and let them know that these things are things that need to be done on a regular basis. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. This is Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. And please don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Same Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Share this message with a friend, a family. And please, let's take note of this particular incident. It is very, very important. And if you need to speak to me for anything that you need to, that disturbing you, you want counsel, my number is 080-231-53584. Again, this is Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. Thank you for listening. And please don't forget to share. The power of choice. Some of us, the life we are living today is because of the choices we made yesterday. Some of us are living in regrets. Some of us are living in happiness. Some of us are happy because of the choices we made yesterday. Some of us are sad because of the choices we made yesterday. God gave us that power to choose. He did not enforce anything on us. At the same time, He also advised us to choose wisely and to choose rightly. But unfortunately, some of us, we make very wrong choices. And every choice you make in life, there is consequences. They can be good, they can also be bad. Welcome to Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. Thank you once again for listening to my podcast. please don't forget to share this podcast with a friend or a family. Also, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, also called Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. Today we are going to be looking at the power of choice. All of us have, in one time or another, we make choices every day. We make choices every day. Some of us, we make choices by choosing our spouse, our wife, our husband. We make choices by choosing the type of job we want to do. We make choices by choosing the type of lifestyle we want to live. And that's why you see different people living different lifestyles. You see some people dressed like mad people on the road. See some people, the way they carry their hairstyles. Some people with tattoo all over their bodies and all. These are some of the choices we make. Some people go into prostitution. Some people go into scamming people, Yahoo boys. Some people go into armed robbery. Some people live decent lives. They just choose to live decent lives. Some people decide to just, you know, marry more than one wife, carry one women all around. So many choices. And every day, we still make choices. Even right now, as I'm speaking to you, there is something you need to choose. There's a choice you need to make. But I want to counsel us today, and I want to tell us something. That God is the creator of the whole entire universe and is the only wise God. Even though he has given us the power to choose, he has also told us to choose, to make right decisions and to make right choices. Because no matter the choice you make, there is a price to pay. Some people married the wrong partner. I used to know of a couple that were living when I was young. The couple was living, they were living opposite our house where we were living in those days. And we see this man beating the wife almost every day. As young children, we used to grow, when we were growing up, we used to go and watch the man beating the wife, beat the woman mercilessly. The whole neighborhood would gather and be trying to counsel them, console them. So one day, the men agreed to meet and to meet this particular man to ask him, what is the problem? Why are you always beating this woman? Didn't you saw her before you married her? Don't you love her before you married her? The man had to open up to the men that day because the men were hell-bent that if he doesn't change, they'll take police to come and arrest him because the beating was too much. And the man said something, told the men then and told them that, this is not supposed to be my wife. The person I was supposed to marry was her friend. One day, her friend brought her to visit me. And before you know what happened, I saw myself married to her. I don't know what happened. I don't know what transpired. I don't know what the woman did, whatever happened. But that woman made her choice. Even if she went diabolical to marry that man, she made her choice. And she suffered dearly for that choice that she made. So I'm asking us today, whatever you need to make a choice, no matter how simple, no matter how minute, no matter how silly you think that choice is, for the mere fact that it has to do with your life, please don't make that choice alone. Always let God be involved. Even if you have to choose a school for your child, consult God. Even if you have to get a good job, just because that job is a well-paid job and it's palatable, it's an oil company, does not mean that it's a job good for you. Consult God. Even if you have to marry, make sure that God is involved. Even if you have to choose a church, make sure that God is involved. Whatever choice you need to make in life, please always consult God. He is the only wise God. He's the only one that sees the beginning, the end from the beginning. He is the Alpha and is the Omega. He knows what is good for you. He knows the woman that can stay with you.
He knows the man that can tolerate your excesses. He knows that man that can live with you. So if you go thinking that, this lady is a very beautiful lady, she's very tall, she has all the features I want in a woman, she's yellow, she's educated, her father is very rich, and you look at these features and you go and marry her, and you later find out that you cannot live with her, you have to live with that choice you have made. And that is why we are having so many divorce cases. That's why we are having so many marriages breaking up. You see people get married for 2 days and they start fighting each other. You see people on the days of their honeymoon, they're already fighting. You see people at the wedding night, they are fighting. And I ask myself, what happened? Didn't they love each other before they married each other? The truth is, love is not enough when it comes to marriage. There are people that are made for you. There's a husband for every woman. There's a wife for every man. God knows who you are. He knows your weakness. He knows your flaws. And he knows the person that can tolerate that weakness and always help you with that flaws. So that's the reason why you have to consult God. He said choose. At the same time, he said we should choose wisely. So, the power of choice. Choice is very powerful. And we have the opportunity to choose every day. Don't take your child to that school if God does not approve. Remember in the book of Acts, when the disciples were making waves and the elders in those days were to condemn them and to kill them and to put them in prison, God raised a voice for them. Gamaliel came up and told them, if these people are of God, you cannot stop them. If they are not of God, with time they will fizzle out. See, if you make any choice that God is not involved, maybe you want to make money, you get a particular offer, and you know that this is not of God, and you make that choice, you might enjoy that money for a while. You might think that you have arrived. You might think that all is well because you see things moving on well. But I can assure you that with time, that choice you made, the repercussion will play out. It's a matter of time. You're looking for a child. You've waited, and you couldn't continue waiting. You have to go to a native doctor or you go to a negative means to get a child. Over time, the repercussion will play out. So, what am I trying to say? Whatever choice you need to make, make sure that you involve God. Make sure God is involved. Because it will only take time for the repercussion to play out. It will only take time for the consequences of that choice you have made to play out. If you are a man and you are committing adultery, you impregnate women, you have bought it, you feel you have escaped, people don't know what you are doing. It will only take time for you to face the music and face the consequences. If you scam people, dupe people, cheat people in your place of work, lie on paper, change figures to make money, to make excess gain, it will take time. But at the end, the repercussion of that action, of that choice you have made, will definitely play out. So, I advise you to make the right choice. Choose wisely. And don't do anything outside of the will of God. If you have not heard from God, please wait. Wait to hear from Him. He gave us the power to choose. Adam and Eve, God gave them the power to choose. Then they chose wrongly. And they face the consequences of their choice. Thank you once again for listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening to this podcast. This is Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. And we just talked about the power of choice. Very, very powerful. A gift that God has given us. But at the same time, He advised us to choose wisely. And if you are not born again, you don't know God, I tell you to make the right choice, make the right decision, choose wisely, give your life to Christ, and you will see over time how you will reap the benefits of that choice that you have made. God bless you once again. My name is Mary Egbude. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's also Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. And please don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and with your families. And in case you need counsel concerning any issue that troubles you, my number is 080 231 5-3-5-8-4. I'll always give you a listening here. Thank you so much. Please share this podcast.